All right, thank you very much. I'm Andy Jordan. I'm representing Cotton Incorporated. The program said Cotton Incorporated, but one of my bosses over there might make sure you understand I'm not an employee of Cotton Council, Cotton Incorporated, but I work for them. Does that work? Okay. And Bill Robertson is co-author on this this work. The reason I'm showing Bill and me both is Bill with the National Cotton Council, I'm representing Cotton Incorporated, and we've sort of divided the pie, so to speak, on these field print calculators and field-to-market activities, which I'll describe in just a moment, with Bill focusing on pilots in Texas, and I'm focusing on some pilots in Louisiana. But that doesn't mean either of us are restricted just to those states. That's where our primary pilots are going. This part of this discussion is to set up the, really the for the next two papers being given here by our friends from Texas and in Tennessee. This field print calculator, which I will discuss, is really it's a web-based tool. It was developed by a field to market coalition for sustainable agriculture. That's a real mouthful. But fundamentally, about 7 or 8 years ago, there were a few of us got together in a meeting in Washington, kind of a diverse group, saying, can we find a way to work together on getting toward what truly is sustainable agriculture? And I won't go into all the details of why that was really particular at the top of mind for a lot of folks at that time. The fact that Walmart had announced that they were going to do something serious meant that we all got serious. Plus, there were some other activities going along. There was an activity who had decided to write ANSI standards for sustainable agriculture, and that made a lot of us nervous, so we decided to try to get ahead of this. So the point is, we got with some conservation groups, agribusiness groups, major commodities, the row crop commodities, that's cotton, corn, soybeans, wheat, then later on potatoes and rice involved, because if the world is serious about sustainable agriculture, you need to look at where the acres are. Don't be looking at a few acres of carrots here or radishes there. Look where the big crops are, and that's what this effort was all about. Cotton Council, Cotton Incorporated are significant players in this, but the other farm organizations, Farm Bureau, soybean, National Corn Growers, and so on. There were two initial products out of this this activity. One is fairly significant, I think. That was a national report trying to describe the trend lines of what's happening in agriculture. Many of us who've been involved in this business for quite some time knew in our heart of hearts, wow, we've made a lot of progress. We're doing a lot of things right, but we haven't been bold enough to step up and prove it and document it. So that was the first step that we took on to try to determine what is a national trend lines for agriculture when it comes to looking at its so-called environmental, social, economic sustainability. And that was a national indicators report, which told a pretty good story. And I've just got two primary bullets here. One, agriculture is becoming increasingly efficient. And most of us say, well, gosh, we know that. The other part that we're beginning to document is that we're doing that with a lesser environmental footprint per unit of production. Now, there are those who argue, well, I really want to see it on a per acre basis. Well, we can look at that also, but if it takes twice as many acres and you have the same environmental footprint per acre, net-net, you lost. So the agreement was we would look at a per unit of production as far as our environmental footprint. And the third thing, we never intended to establish what the benchmark for sustainability is, because that's going to be always moving. The notion is for continuous improvement. So don't read this all 180 pages of this looking for what the end point is. I can save you some time there. looking at cotton specifically. The approach we took is tried to look at that time five indicators that many people think are important. That is land use efficiency, that is, soil erosion, irrigation water applied, energy, and greenhouse gases. Notice we're not arguing whether climate change is real or not. Greenhouse gases is deemed to be important, so we're going to measure it. And we developed indices so that we could compare apples and oranges and kumquats and so on. And looking at the blue pentagon there, which is this big around in 1980, notice in the various five-year increments, this pentagon gets smaller and smaller and smaller, which is a good thing, which gave a lot of us confidence that, well, we're all on the right track, and let's continue to move. And just real briefly, looking at the other commodities, there's soybeans, corn efficiency, wheat, they all have similar good stories to tell as our environmental and social footprint is getting smaller and smaller. So with that, real quick summary, just looking at cotton, this is pretty significant. Looking at these five factors of land use, soil loss, water use, energy use, greenhouse gas emissions, in every factor we are down significantly by 2011 than where we were in 1980, in which we started taking the results. And by the way, let me say that all the data here, all the information is publicly available. We're not like a lot of people to go and generate something, look at our favorite reports and develop this. These were developed with publicly available, and this report was peer-reviewed. So that's the other good thing. So now getting on to the field print calculator, that's what we'll be hearing about in the next two presentations. It is a tool that a farmer you can use, or it's web-based at a particular, just do a Google on field to market and you'll drill in real quickly. But we're looking now at seven metrics: land use, soil conservation, soil carbon, water use, energy use, greenhouse gas emissions. And now water quality is included in this, and we're continuing to look at biodiversity, and that's in development. And of course, as you continue to add these things, it gets a little bit more complex. But right now, we're looking at these, primarily these six factors, where a grower can compare these against his own operation, against his own operation historically, against the state averages, or against national averages. County is theoretically part of it, but that data is not quite as precise, and we're not using a lot on the county level yet. So going to this, I'll just walk through just briefly, if you're getting on, what it looks like. You know, starting off with this field site, you'll get to a web page. There's a field print calculator. You click on that, you'll get a login. And the reason I'm showing this, this is typical. Put in a name, give yourself a passcode, and you can go back and look at this if you desire to. One of the things that we are asking folks to do is to sign an agreement, that is giving Bill Robertson, that is the Cotton Council and Cotton Incorporated, rights to look at the aggregate results of your data and the other growers who've agreed to allow us to look at that data. So that's fairly important, we think, because otherwise we have no way of really tracking who's doing this. But it's strictly anonymous. Grower, they're not compelled to do this, but we're asking that that be done. And it's a direct, you can't agree to it by accident. You go and click the thing, yes, we agree to participate. So what does it look like as you get in? There are certain things, putting in your location, what state you're in, what county. You select a field name, and you name your field. You know, you can call it the back 40 of Grandpa's farm if you want to, whatever it works for you. as you go, then you'll get in and you will want to drill down onto your particular field. And this is pretty interactive. It's like it's a Google map, so to speak. And you can literally draw the field that you have in mind. I like to get the global coordinates. That allows me to go straight to the field rather than having to go out and look for it. But anyway, will work. And after you put in the various data, and it's like doing your income taxes online, go through and answer the right questions, and poof, it'll give you the shape of your field print. In this case, it's the six sides. I said five earlier. There are six on this one. And notice on the right-hand side, there are slider bars. Depending on where you are, the blue bar will be you, and it will compare, in this case, comparing it with the state averages. And this gives you a quick visual of how you're comparing with the rest of the cotton universe in the U.S. or within the state. It will also provide you a summary overview in which you can go in and double check, make sure you put in what you want to put in. Also, this is rather interesting. If you in this case, you can look at the various inputs that you had. In this case, each of these bars here represents what percentage of 100% goes, in this case, was the energy due to irrigation. In this case, this tillage energy, the yellow bars, that represents the plant protection products. And let me say, on these, this is close to full life cycle, you might say, because this shows, these not only show the cost of the energy for tillage, but also the embedded energy for the plant protection products. You know, a molecule, it takes some energy to make this molecule, it takes some energy to get it from the factory to the fields, it takes energy to apply it. So all of that's embedded into these, which is pretty close to true representation of what the embedded costs are. Also, similar on greenhouse gases, it can give you the various components attributing to greenhouse gases. And it's no surprise if you look at these, irrigation is fairly high because it's pretty fairly energy intensive, but also the sometimes I have a hard time finding the slide. Also, fertilizer is fairly significant when it comes to greenhouse gases. And these, the units here, are CO2 equivalents that we're looking at. Now, one of the things that, beyond what the farmer will see, this is what Bill Robertson or I can see if you've allowed us to go in and aggregate your data. In this case, I had a population of 12 growers, and I was able to go in and look at that total energy on per pound fiber, but also looking at the various components, and it's interesting to look at the various shapes of the various inputs like irrigation, drying, fertilizer. Kind of interesting, the crop protection products are relatively small as far as the total. That was a surprise to some of us. Also, the tillage and transport in today's standards are relatively small compared to the totals. The point here is that now as a grower, and typically what I will do, each of the growers on here will know his or her field, but they don't know the identity of the other fields. And that's a clue. And I've had some, like, not this one, but someone like that say, wow, this just doesn't seem right. And they've gone back and began to look and see, well, what caused that? And that's been somewhat revealing. For those people who want to see it on a per acre basis, we can provide that also. This is not the exact same fields and same order, so don't look at that big one right there and compare it with the previous one. But you can be sure in this case, if the yields was significant, this would be brought down somewhat. Also, fairly significant to understand that when we're looking at, in this case, the greenhouse gases per pound, this is per pound of cotton lint. The better the yield, the lower those bars are. That's pretty straightforward. Soil conservation, similar. And this is a case where, when I was discussing this with a grower, this particular grower, or that particular field, he said that can't possibly be right. And what, you know what, he was right, because what had happened from the time the NRCS maps were developed, the soil maps, he had done some land leveling, he had done some land improvements, so truly his, in this case her, losses were not nearly as great as this appeared, but I left this on there for that example. So there are a few other things of conditioning index. The positive area, that means the soil condition is getting better. In other words, theoretically, they're making the practices where the soil carbon are going up. One other thing that can be done and was done on one particular field, that this grower had a particular field, it's a newly acquired field in his enterprise. He ran the calculator as it was. And he said, okay, I'm planning on some conservation measures for next year, so let's run the calculator looking at some of these things on water quality, that was particularly important, and soil carbon, those are particularly important. With exact same inputs, this is a scenario that he ran, assuming the yields were the same. Notice how on the right, the field print, the gray area shrunk. So it looks like my red light is saying stop, and I will stop after I make just one comment on one of Bill Robertson's slides on some work in Texas. And I think we'll see more of this in just a few minutes, so I won't dwell a lot on it, but look on the far right-hand corner. Bill and his colleagues at Texas Tech ranked some 19 or 20 fields here on what their score was, a conservation efficiency. Notice they're ranked 1 through 20 on the right-hand column. When they went in then and looked at the input cost is very closely associated, which seems rather positive that we're not only are the conservation benefits, but also it appears to be very close economic benefits also. This is something we need to continue to explore. So with that, John, thank you so much.
Sure.
Okay. All right.